Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Our guest, Helen Hall, is a filmmaker and composer who explores an intuitive understanding of music as energy in her varied works for voices, instruments, electroacoustics, dance, theater, and film. She's currently working on Pictures of Infinity, a feature documentary about Nikola Tesla's discovery that the Earth produces an unlimited reservoir of natural electricity and his invention that harnesses it, based on an entirely new understanding of science. And Carol, it is really great to have Helen back on the show to talk about her documentary.
Oh, yes, Claire. There's some really important key points that she wants to talk about on film financing, and particularly doing a scientific film. That's quite difficult for some filmmakers, but it's important that we learn how she's doing it. So, Helen, Tesla seemed to be in the consciousness these days because there's the Tesla Museum being built in New York and the Tesla motor car. And I know some people say it's so complicated, they don't understand what all it's about with Tesla. So I hope you can explain some of that, because I know that you're making the film about his greatest discovery and that his inventions are highly technical. So tell us how long you've been studying him and working on this film.
I began researching Nikola Tesla about 15 years ago, when I was working on my first film, Power Lines. It's a documentary that explores the theme of power lines and health. And Nikola Tesla had invented our present system of alternating current electricity. So that was the first time I came across his work, and found out that he had devoted the last part of his life to developing a system to harness this infinite, non-toxic, and renewable energy that surrounds us to meet global energy needs. And that's when I knew that was a film I needed to make. And this part of Tesla's work hasn't really been understood or accepted, certainly not by the scientific community at that time.
Oh,
well, you know,
wow.
I think that there are a lot of people who may have heard of Tesla but may not know a lot about him, and some people have never heard of him. Could you just tell us a little more about him, give us a little more background?
Nikola Tesla was a great visionary scientist, engineer, and humanitarian. He was born in the former Yugoslavia in 1856 in a little village called Lika in the mountains of Croatia, and his father was an Orthodox priest. And he came to the U.S. as a young man, and he did most of his most of the work that we know of his was done in the U.S. And he died actually in the Hotel New Yorker, where he lived. He spent the last 10 years of his life, and that was in 1943. And he invented many of the technologies that form the basis of our modern civilization, including alternating current electricity, wireless transmission, which became radio, microwave technology, lasers, spark plugs, and the circuits used in televisions and computers. And he has an international unit of magnetic flux density called the Tesla unit, named after him, and that's considered the highest honor for a scientist. And he was motivated by a strong desire to serve humanity with no concern for money, status, or honor. So that was, and still is, very unusual. And many people may have heard of one of his inventions known as a Tesla coil. And this is, if you do a search on YouTube and just put in Tesla coil, you'll find a lot of demonstrations of it. And it creates these spectacular displays of lightning-like discharges. And this was, in fact, the invention that he was using to harness the natural energy around us.
Sounds marvelous. So what is the purpose of making the film, this film, at this time, Helen?
It's absolute necessity. Our current system of energy use is not life-sustaining. It's destabilizing and threatening all of life on Earth. And just yesterday, I read an article in The Guardian newspaper from the UK, and they said that this past year, 2012, was the worst year for the natural world in the past half century. So
what
that's
do you mean
what,
by natural world?
Oh, the world in its original state, the environment, nature, all of our natural resources are, you know, we're losing them. We're losing our connection to what was the original state of the world.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us how you've been approaching funding for this unique film.
I began applying for funding from government programs that support the production of independent documentary films. And next I went to programs that support arts, you know, arts funding from governments. And this is because of my background as a composer that I could access these programs. And then I applied to different programs internationally and sent information also to people who would be related to the subject of the film, scientists, museum curators, librarians, anyone related, anyone who knew anything about the subject, and asked them to write letters of support if they were interested. And then I connected with a fiscal sponsor in the U.S. from the Hart Productions, and that opened a whole new world of possibilities. And I continued to adapt and refine the application and to develop as much support material as possible, and just do all that was possible to move the film forward in every way while I was continuing to apply for funding.
Perseverance, and I always say that tenacity is the backbone of the filmmaker. And
oh,
that area, you are really good, Helen.
Well, thank you.
Don't give up. And From the Heart really has enjoyed working with you. I find that whatever we discuss, whatever concepts we come up with or suggestions, you never turn them down. You say, let me see what I can do. And then the next thing I know, you're working on it, you've incorporated it, or it has taken you to a similar idea, and you're moving forward. So that's a key thing for us, is filmmakers who are open and receptive, and because you can, filmmakers can get very isolated, don't you think, when you're looking
Absolutely.
For money?
Absolutely. In fact, I just want to say something. This is something that really helped me a lot, was that when I met you, Carol, I was able to actually discuss what I was doing, and that was something that was missing from a lot of my experience before then. Is having the opportunity to actually sit down and talk to people, because so much of our applications now, it's all done in writing, and we very rarely have the opportunity to speak to people.
I know, I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the funding you got last week. I'm so excited for you.
Yes. I just received notice of this funding from a private foundation called Transformation Trust. And this is an incredible new development, and it makes it possible for the film to actually go into production.
Well, what is so interesting is that it took you a year, I know,
mm-hmm.
you applied, or we talked about this a year
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yes.
Then you analyzed it, you looked online, you felt that there was a good match. This is the mm-hmm. first thing you have to realize, that mm-hmm. most grantors say too many people apply for grants when there isn't a match. And
that's
never,
right.
So it's a waste of everybody's time. But you knew that this had potential. So you researched it, you applied, and then you called and you called, and you never got anyone. And I thought that was so great. You never gave up, and you have a matching grant for the same amount of money due that was expiring at the end of the year. And December 26th is when I opened that envelope, and there was your $30,000, which
pretty
doubled.
Pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
What a gift.
Incredible, yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important to realize that you may have, I think you may have applied for 7-8 grants for the whole year, right?
Yes, at least that.
At least that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not where is the money coming from. The universe has to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's are you doing your work? And you were. You were applying constantly, researching, yes, this is good for me, and no, I can't apply for that grant.
Mm-hmm.
So you did your part, and then the angels came through just
mm-hmm.
4 days, 5 days before the end of the year. I think it was phenomenal. It's
it really was. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Tell us about other places. Let's see. Other places that you've been looking for money and places that you've done research at for your.
Oh, well, first I'll describe the funding that I've already received. And how that worked. And so the first funding that I actually received was from a government program that supports documentary film that I described earlier. So I received development funding from them, and that was followed by provincial arts funding from our local government here in Quebec where I live. And then that made it possible for me to actually do research in New York and also in Serbia. And then I applied for and received a visiting research fellowship from the Bakken Library and Museum of Electricity and Life in Minneapolis. And they support this kind of research, and it was an excellent opportunity to not only to do research, but I was invited to present the results of my research and all of the information about my film, and that was an extremely valuable experience. And then I received support from the National Film Board of Canada, which is a local Canadian institution that supports documentary films, and then production funding from an arts organization called the Canada Council,
Helen, because a lot of people doing a scientific film might not have even considered an Arts Council grant.
Yes. Well, that's my background. And actually, it took a few years of efforts and repeated, you know, perseverance, I guess, just because a lot of artists also think that doesn't make any sense, you know, that that an artist doesn't interact with scientific themes, or didn't see what the connection was, and so sometimes that just means that we work harder to help people understand that there is a strong connection.
Good, I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
And you got a letter from Neil deGrasse Tyson, right?
Yes, I did. That was very nice.
Because you keep asking for support letters, and every time you send out a letter or an email telling people about the film, you
mm-hmm.
are building a fan base, right? That's very important.
Yes, that's right. And I think that's really what we're trying to do with all of our efforts there's nothing more valuable, really, than connecting with other people who share similar interests, who have similar goals, who feel an affinity for those subjects.
Right. So what is the present and the future for you with your new donations?
Well, the present is, I think, right away that I can begin filming, and then I can revise the trailer. I think that'll be very important and will help for further. It's really the first step of production, and it makes it possible to begin.
Right.
And of course,
always a straight road to money, because I know a lot of people start reading a proposal and they say, well, let me see the trailer, you know, when they are making decisions about grants. They put a lot of credibility on the trailer because they want to know, does it have a three acts? Does it leave me wanting more? What kind of information? What kind of storyteller is this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always the best place to put your income, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I understand. Mm-hmm.
You're also working on seeking for donations online as well, aren't you?
That's right, yes. Yes, last summer I launched a website for the film, and it has a link to From the Heart Productions for any donations that are tax-free. And
that's
so
great.
That's also possible. And the trailer is part of that effort.
Tell us your website again, the
it's,
address.
It's picturesofinfinity.net.
Great. And you're continuing to seek production funding in this, you know, in present time for the future as well.
Definitely, yes. That's ongoing. Yes.
Good. Well, listen, I wanted to, you know, there was something that we were talking about earlier that we didn't get a chance to quite finish, and it's really about some of the content of the film, and I'm going to ask you to describe your film to us, what it's going to look and sound like, but there's another piece of content that I felt was very important to talk about as well, where in your material that you sent, you talked about how there really is enough energy all around us to sustain life on Earth without disturbing the balance of the natural world, and that is the basis of what Tesla discovered in his work. Could you talk just a little bit more about that and then also give us a feel for the look and sound of the documentary as well?
Yes. Well, Tesla said that, you know, he thought of planet Earth as kind of a magnet because it has an iron core. So he said it's like a magnet spinning in space. And so just this, you know, just the fact that it spins, it's constantly spinning, it's creating energy. And that energy is enough, more than enough for us to live on. And it's always replenishing itself. So that's basically the basis of it right there.
It's amazing. So
it's very, very simple.
Yes, it is simple. And this is what they're saying now with the new quantum physics. They're saying that there's energy everywhere.
Yes, they often speak about the vacuum of space. And now they're saying that the vacuum of space is actually not empty. It's filled with energy.
Right. It's a key.
And this is something Tesla said more than 100 years ago. And it wasn't understood because that wasn't an accepted fact at that time. And he had a different way of understanding things, so it wasn't really listened to.
So now tell us about this aurora borealis, because I think that fits with what you're saying now. This is the way you can see that energy, correct?
That's right. That's right. It's cosmic radiation, or what Tesla called cosmic radiation. So these charged particles come into our atmosphere and create an amazing display of light. And we've had just an incredible display of northern lights this year because of a lot of solar activity, solar storms. And I was just really fortunate to find that clip that I used in my trailer from NASA, where they said that because of a flurry of solar storms that there was enough energy in Earth's upper atmosphere to power every home in New York City for 2 years.
Wow.
And then they went on to say that would be impossible to achieve. But again, that was something that Nikola Tesla would disagree with.
Okay, well, so what's going on with the trailer? That's the next thing that you're going to work on, right?
That's right. I'll be adding new material to the trailer.
To show that free energy taken from the zero-point field is available for all of us. And
yes,
so
and, well, not only that, but there are so many people, or maybe I shouldn't say so many, but there are quite a few people who have spent probably most of their lifetime now actually researching and building on Tesla's work. And this is work that I'm including in my film. And these people have been working very quietly, often without government or support from industry or government. And they're making a lot of amazing new discoveries. And they can demonstrate this as well.
Some of the new concepts that Tesla had 100 years ago,
exactly,
that haven't been implemented, they can demonstrate now, correct?
Well, they can not only reproduce some of the results that he had, but they're building on it, and they have their own versions of that too, and taking some of the ideas further. So maybe I should describe the film a little bit, what it would look,
yes,
and sound like. So the film is, the visual style is simple, meditative, and poetic. With I describe it as having elements of magic realism. So there's scenes from Tesla's life that reveal his deep connection to the natural world and his intuitive understanding of it. This is something that also I find very, very interesting, that Tesla had such an intuitive understanding of energy. And he would have visions in his mind when he experienced something, you know, from his walks in the world or from being caught in a thunderstorm, and then he would actually visualize the energy, and he would visualize the principles that were organizing it, and then he would later go into his lab and reproduce. You know, that's how he invented many of the technologies that he ended up with. And when he invented alternating current electricity, he was actually walking in a park in I think it was Budapest, and with a friend, and he was quoting, he loved Goethe, the poet, and he was quoting a line from one of Goethe's poems, and then he looked, there was a sunset, and somehow that combined in his mind, and it just it gave him the whole idea of the rotating magnetic field. So he realized that was an important principle, natural principle of energy, and that forms the basis of alternating current electricity. But he discovered it as a kind of vision that came to him when he was walking and observing the sunset in the park.
Hmm.
So there's
that's
a lot
happened.
Of... Sorry?
That's happened to many scientists I've read, where they work,
yeah,
on things on it, and but yet if they are taking a walk or out sailing or something, then they get the answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm including scenes like that from his life, and then these are combined with a sort of a subtle layer of drawings that are made with animated graphics. So, for example, there's a scene in the film that takes place in Colorado. So it's kind of an alpine desert landscape in the summer around Colorado Springs. And that's where Tesla made one of his greatest discoveries. And so when he's out there doing his experiments, and then we see, so what I'm doing with the animated graphics is just making visible the patterns of energy that he was actually seeing. So the visions that he had in his mind, I want to make those visible and audible throughout the film, because then,
wow,
it's really easily understood by everyone.
Oh, yes.
It's very, very simple. On some level, it's very simple. And seeing it and hearing it makes it, you know, it gives us the opportunity to experience what he was experiencing.
Yes.
And to see what his connection was and what his understanding was.
Exactly.
And
so,
then finally, your
proposal mentioned that Tesla believed everything in the Bible, and
mm-hmm,
he believed everything that it said was true, and that led him to some important inventions. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, Tesla's mother actually apparently was the one who said that he should seek all truth in the Bible. And his father was an Orthodox priest, so I think that was also a big influence. And Tesla actually said that in his autobiography, he has an autobiography called My Inventions, and he said that he considered Moses to be a very skilled electrician. And that Moses had had quite a sophisticated knowledge of energy, and described some of what he had done were something to do with static electricity, gathering, you know, static electricity from silk curtains and then storing it in some sort of box that was like a condenser. And then I've read that there was a very sophisticated understanding of energy in the Middle East, and that apparently in Exodus there's a reference to Moses studying with a pharaoh in Egypt, and some people think that it's possible that Moses actually learned a lot about energy from people in ancient Egypt.
Oh,
and Tesla also learned a lot. He studied the Vedas, the ancient Indian scriptures.
There's some connection here between Tesla's intuitive understanding of nature relating to music as well. We have about 5 minutes left, so we're going to really condense this.
Okay. Yes. Well, when I was studying Tesla's work with my background in music, I realized that he was describing energy in terms of vibration, resonance, frequency, harmonics, tuning. And these are the principles that form the basis of music instrument design. And it's very, very interesting. So it's really, to understand what he was doing, what his understanding of energy was, and also the principles that he was using to harness this energy, it can all be understood through these principles, you know, through understanding sound. That's, even says that throughout his writings. He says that this is more like sound, this energy. So of course that really inspires me. He described the universe as a symphony of cosmic vibrations, and these are principles that I was also really inspired by as a composer. So I can make them audible throughout the film.
Oh, we have about 2 minutes left. Carol, do you have a quick question that you want to ask? And then we'll need to get the information on how Helen can be contacted.
Well, I just have to say that it's such a pleasure to work with a filmmaker as dedicated as Helen. And this is what this is the joy I find in working with filmmakers, is their passion, their dedication, and their faith. I mean, faith funds films. If I say nothing more today, that's the most important thing. Don't you agree, Helen?
Oh, I absolutely agree. Yeah.
And Helen, tell us, what is the best way people can reach you and your website, your email, etc.?
Okay. The website for the film is picturesofinfinity.net, and I can be reached at hh@picturesofinfinity.net.
Okay. And shall we share your email address as well? HelenHall.net?
Oh, yes.
As well? Yes. Okay, great.
So my other website is HelenHall.net, and I can be reached there at hh@HelenHall.net as well.
Wonderful. Okay. It really has been great having you back on the show, and still so
Thank
much
you.
More that we would share if we had more time.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, much success, and so happy you're doing this film. Carol, just one quick comment, and then we'll need to head on out.
Great.
Okay. Well, this has been exceptional, Helen. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your information and how you have funded the film to this point. I know that's going to be beneficial for other filmmakers.
Thank you. Both of you.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra.
David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAILKEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at fromtheheartproductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.